So 2&M and the PCYC have got together to help out with the Star Jump Challenge. Media personality and men's mental health advocate Gus Warland is joining us to have a chat about it this morning. Gus, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Ben. Thanks for your support, bro. I'm very well, thank you.
Mates, how important is men's mental health to you?
Oh, look, it's my absolute focus now. Ever since I did the Man Up program on the ABC, going on nearly 5 years ago, off the back of that, I started Gotcha for Life, which is a mental fitness foundation. It's been my absolute focus. I just want everyone there to have, in Australia, to have someone in their life that they can talk to about absolutely anything. There's way too many conversations of banter and not enough conversations, which I call conversations of gravity, where you really talk about things that are important to you. And it doesn't mean you're not bantering, because that's sort of our life, but you've just got to have a piece of your life with the right person that you can talk to, take the mask off with, and really talk about stuff that might be troubling you, because way too many of us are worrying alone.
We've had an advocacy up here in the Hunter called Where There's a Will, which talks about the same sort of thing. And you basically, saying to young men in particular, because, in some parts you're encouraged to not say anything, but you really do need to speak up and say something, because your mates want to help, don't they?
They sure do. As soon as you ask for help, then everyone rallies. But the thing is, we don't want to be that whinger.
Yeah.
We don't want to be that person that drags a group of mates down. And that's basically been instilled in us pretty much from the moment that we were, young boys in public school. And it used to be sort of man up, shut up. But really, it's man up, speak up now. And I think we're much more aware that we've got some problems with what I call mental fitness.
Yeah.
And awareness is one thing, which is great, but we need to put some actions behind it. And what we're trying to do with the PCYC is sort of link a little bit of physical fitness with your mental fitness, go to the PCYC, find some people, like-minded people that you can talk with, and also get your head out of a device, because way too many of us are spending way too much time on our laptops and our iPads and our phones and so forth. So this is a wonderful opportunity to have a bit of fun, get yourself mentally fit as well as a bit more physically fit.
Gus, I'm going to put my hand up and admit the last time I did a star jump, I think the North Sydney Bears may have still been in the NRL at that point.
Well, have a crack, Bear. I said I was going to do 50. Now I'm doing 200. So you can, it's like anything. It always, once you start, it's a bit of a struggle. But as you get yourself in the groove, it becomes a little bit easier. It's just like a conversation of gravity is a hard one when you haven't done it before, but you keep practicing and you keep telling people, then you won't worry alone, and then you're probably likely to get through the stuff that life throws at you.
You and I are the same vintage. How are the knees if you're going to do 200 star jumps in a day, mate?
Yeah, no, not the best. It's sort of 10 or 15 minutes, I suppose, and I'm done, and I ice them up, and then I just get on with my day, and I just sort of think, well, in the long run, it's going to do me a load of good. Plus, it makes me think, as I'm doing it, about, especially with Youth Week at the moment, how many young people might be struggling out there and worrying alone. So I then check in with my kids and my kids' partners and other young people that I know, and I just want to let them know that they're not alone, and I'm here for them.
We've been telling everybody for a while now they can find out more about the Star Jump Challenge on our website, 2&M.com.au. But if we want to find out more about Gotcha for Life, where do we go, Gus?
Yeah, it's gotchaforlife.org, and that's gotcha with the number 4life.org. Or they can just get hold of me on my socials, and all the links and stuff are there. But yeah, it's really important, I think, for us to put a line in the sand now and go, you know what, am I being the best possible friend that I can be to the people that love me in this world? And sometimes that means having a conversation that's a bit awkward, a little bit out of the ordinary, but once you get through that, I promise you, it builds a relationship at a much deeper level, and you're more likely then to share how you're truly feeling, and then we're properly looking after each other.
Gus Warland, thank you very much for what you're doing for the community, and thanks for your time this morning on 2&M.
Yeah, no worries at all, mate. Good to talk to you. Great, have a great show.